Buying climax versus bull climax. Market behavior is a key to successful trading. Two common yet distinct terms that often arise in the context of market trends are buying climax and bull climax. While they may seem similar, they represent different phases in market cycles and provide unique insights for traders. What is a buying climax? A buying climax occurs when the price of an asset rises rapidly, driven by excessive buying activity, often fueled by speculative enthusiasm. It typically happens near the top of a bull market and signals the end of a bullish trend. This phase is characterized by a surge in volume and price, but eventually, buying pressure starts to wane as market participants begin to take profits. Once this climax is reached, the market often experiences a reversal or consolidation. Traders watch for signs of a buying climax to avoid entering trades too late in the bullish phase, as it usually marks an imminent peak. What is a bull climax? On the other hand, a bull climax is a sharp, explosive price movement that occurs during an ongoing bullish trend. Unlike the buying climax, which signals the end of a rally, the bull climax represents a final burst of buying before a correction or a prolonged period of consolidation. This sharp surge is often followed by a sharp drop or pullback as the market corrects itself. A bull climax may be seen as the market's last hurrah, where the final wave of optimism pushes prices to new highs, only to be followed by exhaustion. Key differences. Timing: a buying climax typically happens near the end of an uptrend, while a bull climax happens during the rally itself. Market sentiment: the buying climax suggests that buying enthusiasm is dying down, whereas the bull climax signals a final surge of bullish excitement. Resulting market behavior: a buying climax often precedes a reversal or bearish trend, while a bull climax signals a brief correction before the trend resumes. Conclusion: both buying climax and bull climax are critical signals for traders to recognize, as they provide valuable insights into potential market reversals or corrections. Understanding the difference between the two can help traders make informed decisions and time their entries and exits more effectively.